A reading from the book of Genesis. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the hatch he had made in the ark, and he sent out a raven to see if the waters had lessened on the earth. It flew back and forth until the waters dried off from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the waters had lessened on the earth. But the dove could find no place to alight and perch, and it returned to him in the ark, for there was water all over the earth. Putting out his hand, he caught the dove and drew it back to him inside the ark. He waited 7 days more and again sent the dove out from the ark. In the evening, the dove came back to him, and there in its bill was a plucked off olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had lessened on the earth. He waited still another 7 days and then released the dove once more, and this time it did not come back. In the 601st year of Noah's life, in the first month, on that first day of the month, the water began to dry up on the earth. Noah then removed the covering of the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was drying up. Noah built an altar to the Lord, and choosing from every clean animal and every clean bird, he offered burnt offerings on the altar. When the Lord smelled the sweet odor, he said to himself, "Never again will I doom the earth because of man, since the desires of man's heart are evil from the start, nor will I ever again strike down all living beings as I have done. As long as the earth lasts, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." A reading from the Gospel of Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Both readings today can offer us wonderful inspiration and hope. The marvelous account of Noah and the flood from Genesis gives us the mythical poetic theology of hope and promise of God to respect humanity even in its weakness and sinfulness. The image of the dove and the olive branch and the patient waiting on Noah's part are all images that endure in the hearts of all who search out order, peace, justice, and ultimately God in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. All of this is so deeply spiritual and meaningful. It is such a shame that there are those biblical literalists in our midst who tried to teach these mythical sections of Genesis as if they were historical, even building theme parks to match the literal text. In so doing, the deep spiritual message is lost. The gospel gives us an insight into how some of these qualities are part of the ministry of the historical Jesus. Mark's gospel is stripped of unimportant details. It is as if the sacred authors are saying, "Here is Jesus, what you see is what you get." Jesus attempts to heal and doesn't get it right the first time. He doesn't give up but tries again. Meanwhile, the blind man is coping with not only a changed lifestyle, but being in an unknown place. Jesus led him out of the village. How great that the man will be able to see again, but the change in his life will be enormous. New things will be expected of him. No longer will he be ostracized. No longer will he beg. He will now have to work to develop marketable skills. I think of so many of us that are currently trying to adapt to a new form of USA government that seems to be authoritarian and oppressive, moving ever more towards the needs of billionaires and away from the needs of ordinary people. Like Noah, we wait, not passively, but with a dove, working each day to find the dry land where life can take hold. Like the blind man, we offer hope to each other and trust that as a community, we can resist and persist so that the common good is served. Like Jesus, if at first we don't succeed, we try and try again, determined and aware that good will come from our efforts. The destructive floodwaters will subside. People will be able to see again. Mercy, justice, and peace will prevail.